It's time for listener feedback. I'm John Hingsbergen, WEKU Program Director. Here's part of a note from listener Phyllis referring to an Eastern Standard show from earlier this month. She writes, "I'm appalled that people persist in thinking that fruits and vegetables are too expensive. Let me refer you to U.S. Department of Agriculture Information Bulletin Number 790. How much do Americans pay for fruits and vegetables? July 2004, page 26, table 5. 7 ways to eat 3 servings of fruit and 4 servings of vegetables per day for a dollar or less. Furthermore, as an outsider, I've been greatly impressed by the local nutritional genius of soup, beans, collards, and cornbread. I checked with my ag extension, and I'm told there's so much fiber in beans, there's no need to worry about the lard in soup beans, and you can use oils if you wish. I did the calculations, and you can serve soup beans for 8 cents per serving. Goodness, celebrate Kentucky culture and eat soup beans." Patty from Mount Sterling posted on our Facebook page, "I love this radio station. I have been a longtime listener of public radio from the Phoenix market, KJZZ, and they set a high bar. If possible, I think you have surpassed it." And on a technical note, we had problems with the transmitter for WEKH Hazard this past Thursday and Friday. Thanks to those who wrote or called about it, especially Billy. Following a power outage, the transmitter wouldn't come back up until engineer Phil Hayes made the trek up Buffalo Mountain to reset it. You can check out the Facebook page or the WEKU website to see why it took so long to get it back on. We are interested in your feedback. Write to us at weku@eku.edu or call our comment line at 859-622-1657. That email address again, weku@eku.edu. The comment line to leave your voice message, 859-622-1657. And of course, tune in again next week at this time for listener feedback on WEKU.